Welcome everybody. Shin number 944. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle. We started the Halachas of Brachos Shein Etzricha, Bracha Levatala in Simon Reish Tezavav, which talks about Amen, but we sidetracked a little bit just to go into that because that's where it's brought down. Somebody Halachas anyways. So it says Sefer HaYisrael Halachas in Ois Chof Aleph in our Simon Reish Tezavav, Bracha Shein Etzricha. What is Bracha Shein Etzricha? Hainu, Afila Ba'oifin Shein HaBracha Levatala Ba'emes. Even though in a case in time where it's not really a Bracha Levatala. Bracha Levatala. I make a shahakol and that's it. I'm not drinking, I'm not eating. I make a shahakol. That's Bracha Levatala. Chas v'shalom, you can't do that. You'll say, I am blessing Hashem. You bless Hashem when Chazal said to bless Hashem. You could say it in English, but in a format of a bracha, you do it only when Chazal said we do it. You don't have food, you can't make a bracha, right? I'm saying, and if you make a shahakol, just to give an example, rak. So that's bracha levatala. What's a bracha shein etzricha? Rak shehu shaloy litzayrach. He doesn't need it, but it's going to be chal on something. It's going to be chal. In other words, I'm going to be drinking something. I don't need the bracha in this instance, but I'm going to be drinking. The coffee or whatever, right? I made a bracha, let's say we spoke about last time, our famous case. I made a bracha on my soda, and my coffee's in front of me. So I made a shahakol on my soda, so it falls on the coffee also. Now I make a bracha on the coffee. Why are you doing that? It's good. It goes on the coffee, but it's a bracha that's not needed. That's called bracha shein etzricha. Rak shehu shalei letzayrich ela shegoyrim atzmai lebracha zu. You cause yourself to make another bracha. Kegoyin sheyachal lifter. So he gives a famous example. Sheyachal lifter. Again, we went through some of this stuff, but we're just reviewing and going into some more detail. Because I want to do the whole thing in a one lump sum type of a thing. Kegoyin sheyachal lifter bracha zu. Like you're able, like we said, you're able to get away with not saying this bracha halachically. Ali de bracha cheres, like the case we just brought down. Behifsek ba'oifin shechayev achshav levarech shedes, and you cause yourself to do something to make another bracha, just bechlal for no reason, you know, let's say even a better case, let's say forget about that. That could be even a bracha levatola. The case I just said might even be a bracha levatola. But let's say I cause myself, right? In other words, if I make a shahakol and there's a soda in front of me or something like that, I make a shahakol on a coffee and the soda's there, so that could be even just bechlal a bracha levatola altogether. But what he's saying is even further. I cause myself. I'll go outside. I make a bracha on the coffee shahakol. Fine. And the soda's in front of me. So halfway in the middle of the coffee, or on the same coffee, I'll just go outside for no reason, and I cause myself to make another bracha. I go outside down the, you know, whatever, outside of the building, where it's called Shinoi Mokoim, right? I go outside into the street. Now I have to make another bracha. Why did you do that for? Because I want to make more brachas. I like making brachas. So I'm going to keep on making shahakol, take a few sips, go outside, go into the street, come back, make another bracha shahakol. You can't do that. That's called bracha she'en etzricha. The first case might even be, like we said, bracha levatala. But, okay, so what it was saying is, v'hifzik ba'ifin shechayev achshav levarech she'enis, right? V'hifzik and your goyrim, that's shadow here. If you're going shiachal lifta brachas, u'alidei bracha acheres, right? V'hifzik ba'ifin shechayev achshav levarech she'enis, hareze goyrim, you cause yourself bracha shein esricha to make a bracha that's not needed. Why did you go outside? If you have to take the child off the bus, have to get a package. Okay, we spoke about that. That's a different story. But I just go outside because I want to keep on making brachas and get many brachas. And it's not even 100 brachas. I have already 100 brachas for today. I want to get 120. Just give you an example. You can't keep on causing yourself. And I keep on coming back and forth, make 10 different shahakals on the same cup of coffee because I keep on going in the street. That's you gram. You're causing yourself to make extra brachas. For what? So that you're not allowed to do. Another case in time, he says, in Berach Pesach Hasuda, we spoke about, right in the middle of the meal, Hasuda al Devarim Sheneftiru Beberach HaMaitzi. Like we said, you're eating a piece of chicken, you're eating a piece of kugel, and you made a maitzi, and now you make Vyeshloi, and you make a shahakal on the chicken. Why make a shahakal on the chicken? It's covered by the maitzi. Only fruits and desserts you make a bracha. Now, cake is questionable, but fruits and desserts, right? You eat a piece of chocolate, whatever, then you make a bracha. But the regular main staples of the meal, you do not make a bracha when you wash, right? So why are you making a shakal on the chicken? Why are you making a shakal on the schnitzel? Why are you making a bura pri adama, for example, on the kugel? It's covered by the hamaitzi. So that's, again, he brings it a example of bracha shein etzricha. If you have a case of ikavatafel, which also we spoke about, like I have two foods and it's covered. One bracha covers them both, right? I make a mizonos and it covers both of the foods at a meeting, for example. Just an example, right? So, but I want to make two brachas. I don't have to make the shahakal also on the chocolate that's on top of the mizonos in a case in time where mizonos covers. But I want to make it. I want to have extra brachas. So you can't do that. That's also bracha shenitzricha. Imutel avarich al hatafel. Okay, so then those are different halachas. But in a case in time where one bracha covers both, you have to make one and not two. Making two would be a bracha she'ena tzricha. So these are all various different examples. He brings from Mishnah Berurah over there, Sifkat and Yudches, whatever. We spoke about some of these in the past. And that's basically, you know, the crux of what it's all about. But the main point is these cases were which I said, but the main point he brings on the bottom from the Magen Avraham, when somebody causes themselves to make another bracha, that's when it's called bracha shen tzricha. Now there are times which we're going to see, which we said that sometimes because of the fact that it's a machlekes apoiskim, and it's hard to get out of it, so that we could cause ourselves to make a extra bracha. But we have to talk about those cases, and so those cases, and it's only a case in time whereby Chazal said we could do it. You can't just stamp do it because whatever, well, I think it's like this, I think it's like that, okay. But we know, if we know, for example, that it's a valid machlekes, some place can say like this, and some place can say like that, so it's questionable. What do we do? So over there, there is such a tzad to say, well, we want to get out of the machlekes, so I'll cause myself to make an extra bracha to cover all grounds, as they say, if it's a valid machlekes. So that already could be done, but again, certain instances we have to see case in time and what that's all about and try and go through some of those cases, okay. I just wanted to establish the fact that we get a clear understanding, even though we spoke about a lot of these cases in the past, get a clear understanding of what Baruch Hashem Etzricha is all about, and a little bit more Baruch Levatala. But the main thing over here, in general, Baruch Levatala, most people are not making. People are not walking around making, well, I'll just make a shahakal. I'm walking in the street, I'll make a shahakal, and they'll look at the sky. I mean, people in general, the normal people don't do that. I'll make a Bar Minim Zonas, and that's it, and finish. I'll say it 20 times, Bar Minim Zonas, with Hashem's name, Chas V'Shalom. You can't do that, that's Baruch Levatala. Most normal people don't do that. But what comes up a lot is a bracha shen tzricha, whereby one doesn't realize and they cause themselves to make an extra bracha when they shouldn't be, and that's what we have to get a better understanding of about. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha, bracha, kol tuv.